I love horns in a song. It's the Mornings with Ed show. A very good morning to you. And as we do every single Monday morning during the 8 o'clock hour, this is called the Artist Corner. And I came up with this because I can't believe how many unbelievably fantastic, talented, dedicated artists there are in this town. One could be living right next door to you. One could walk their dog every day by you, and you don't know this until we meet them. So today, let's meet Sandra Jones Campbell. I know you've seen her stuff. She captures the social balance and humor of canned everything. She captures everything you could possibly want in an image. Good morning. How are
Good
you, Sandra?
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, what happened to my voice?
Oh, your voice is just great. It has that Brenda Vaccaro thing going on this morning.
Late night.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yes.
Now, your paintings... For me, first of all, I should make this disclaimer. I have you up on my wall. You are up on the wall at the Ponderosa. I have Life of the Party up on the wall, and it's one of my favorite ever.
Thank you.
Okay,
you do
these amazing images of human beings. You do these amazing images. You've currently got this thing, the cowboy. I think it's the untitled Western watercolor.
Well, I have all. I work with. In watercolor in the past. And when I was doing watercolors, I did a lot of cowboys.
Okay.
In 2010, the Pendleton Roundup, which is, I'm from Pendleton, Oregon.
Okay.
They invited me back to do their 100th birthday and to do watercolors or my paintings for a show, which I did. So that's, you know, I had a lot of fun with that. They gave me vintage photos to look at. So it was really inspiring.
It's a magnificent piece.
Awesome.
It's a magnificent piece.
A lot of people don't know my cowboys. But I know my cowboys.
We associate you with sitting at a table next to a party happening. And you're like just... You're scoping out this party in a room. I associate your paintings with that. I associate with a little voyeuristic look on society. Am I crazy when I do that?
No, you're actually right on it because I like the voyeuristic aspect because I like to make it so it's kind of narrative.
Right.
So you can look at the work and kind of see the party and you join in. But then you read the title, and it might have some kind of kitschy, you know, title.
Right.
Yeah. So... keeping a wary eye on the competition is one of my favorites, you know, because it's people looking at people looking at people to see if they compared themselves and such. So, I basically, you know, and I give high tribute to, and they now have just gone out of business, Mad Magazine. Because when I was 11, I got a subscription to Mad Magazine.
Right.
And I never looked back. Total satire absolutely struck me. Right. And I think even growing up, I really enjoyed the, even the comedians that did satire.
Right.
Mort Saul comes to mind.
I love Mort Saul.
Yeah. But on a lighter mode, because I come from, you know, a female gender, I sort of do, it. You'll notice there's usually 5 women and 4 men in my painting. So there's a lot more female energy going on than the guys.
Right.
You know? And one of my favorites also that had more women than men was, you know, An Evening with a Circle of Jerks. And that was a little double entendre right there.
For those of you that missed it, there you go.
Yes.
Now, I'm going back to the one I have on the wall, The Life of the Party. It's a guy surrounded by all of these women.
Yes.
And I like to, when I first saw it, I like to have imagined myself in that position. Oh, look, he's debonair. He's
right.
Dressed to the nines and he's got all of these classy women. Where does this vision come from? Do you actually see that? And is that something that you've already spotted? That's an image that you caught in real life, or is that something you've imagined?
Well, no, it's not an imagination. I basically in the 80s, I can actually give you the year, 1984, okay. I was in Portland, Oregon, and I was with my mother at an estate sale where they had books and estate sale items, and I literally tripped on a cardboard box in the aisle, and in it were all these photos from actually the elite on the East Coast during the 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. And when I saw these images, somebody evidently had... you know, was a devotee of that time, excuse me. And I looked at these and I went, oh my, these are like absolutely perfect because they were black and white.
Right.
But it was all these people dining and drinking and laughing to one of the darkest times, you know, right. the crash of 29. And they're all got their, you know, martinis and their long cigarette holders, and the women are dressed in these satin strap gowns and the men in tuxedos. And I knew I'd found a gold mine.
Right.
Because before that, I was painting sort of kind of idyllic imagery of girls in the park, softer,
right.
kind of very soft. And suddenly I went, oh, I can okay. do these in bright colors, and this is great. So that's how I started.
All right. So it's like the great...
It was a voyeuristic thing.
It's like the Great Gatsby to
yes.
me. It is.
Yes.
It's the Great Gatsby, and yes. and you see the social fabric there.
Yes.
And yeah, that's fantastic. And there's also humor in these.
Right.
Which is
true.
Which is amazing, again.
Well, the social apprehension that goes on amongst people, yeah. I mean, that we all... And it's not to say, but we always are looking at the person next to us or across or this type of thing. And I read something a number of years ago by a photographer, and he says, even though I photograph these people dancing, they are alone. And they're searching for that connection. And that kind of goes in my artwork, too.
Right.
So you will see the femme fatale, the rogue, all the above, you know. And
you have a painting called Lovers, which is a couple doing, to me, what looks like the tango.
Yes. Yes.
A fantastic work, number one. If you have, and again, we're talking live with Sandra Jones Campbell as we speak. You can go online and check her stuff out, all the stuff I'm talking about. But tell me about Lovers.
Well, when, you know... We all have personal relationships,
right.
and sometimes they're the highlight of your life, and sometimes they're bumpy. But that one kind of came out with the idea of opposing attraction. Two people that are attracted to each other, but at the same time, they're pulling apart.
Right.
And I think that's what you see. And if you look at the tango, tango is this sort of, you know, push-pull between a male and a female.
Right.
And as much as the man in the tango is basically supposed to be framing the woman dancing, there's a lot of power going on between
right.
the two. So when I did this one, actually, if you play tennis, the man in it is doing a step forward, as in playing tennis, to do a forward hit. And only instead of having a tennis racket, he's got a woman. And the woman is pulling away as he's moving the other direction. So that gives you a little insight.
Magnificent. Thank you. I knew I was going to love this
yeah.
morning.
Yeah.
So when did you start? When did you realize, yeah, I have a flair for this and I'd like to pursue it professionally? Well,
you mean as to be an artist?
Yes.
Actually, I was 15 in high school.
Okay.
And I got recognized by my art teacher that he thought I had talent.
Right.
And Cal Hempel. Thank you.
Hey, Cal.
Yeah, Cal. Yeah. What a great guy. Right. And he thought everybody else were, he called them Humpties. But but he gave me the credit. And I got to go for the summer to Washington State University. Even though I lived in Oregon, it was Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. And kids with talent, either in music, drama, dance, art,
right.
would all go to the university and study with the professors. So I had two summers in a row. So I had these wonderful summers of just being completely surrounded by all creative arts.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, where do you find your inspiration now?
Well, you know, I still draw upon what I call my scraps.
Right.
I introduce this if I have students and such, that I have books of just, you know, it's the ones you can buy at CVS, actually,
right.
that you can put photographs in.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a peel and stick. And so you can put these images that I'll see something and it'll be just an interesting, whether it's a conflict or a contrast, and I put them into my book. And if I'm going through and I'm wanting to create a new painting and I'm a little bit kind of thwarted by my thoughts,
right.
I go to my books.
Okay.
And I look at them, and a simple one of a woman just possibly putting on her eyebrows will send me into a new direction. So I draw upon that. So I have all these images in the books, and I have about five of them now,
okay.
of all these things that I call it scrap. A lot of people keep them in a box, so, you know, they go through it, and on the way of thinking they're looking for something, they suddenly go, well, that'll work, and that'll work, and,
right.
oh, I like that, too. And then you start constructing. It just gets your brain rolling.
Right.
So that's how it goes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you have have something right now called Sunbather. Mm-hmm. Was that a model
or a picture? Did you work with did you work with a live model?
I always lean back to, because I do. Like I say, I collect old photographs, and over the years, oh my gosh, I think I'm up to over 25 years of collecting. Whenever I travel, either in Europe or just even across the United States, I will find images, and I'm always looking for the 30s and the 40s. Now I'm branching into the 50s, 60s, kind of too much color, but I love the black and whites. Anyway, I do an image that might really speak to me, and there might be like two women in a photo in bathing suits, but I'll find that third one, and I sort of like that. I love that image of the camaraderie of either women or women and men having a wonderful weekend, you know, at the beach.
Everyone in your artwork seems to be enjoying themselves. Yeah, that's what I noticed. There's no drags. You don't have any drags. I haven't ever seen a painting of yours that has a drag. So
yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You have
something called Amateur Night in the Ballroom.
Yes.
I find that a really, really humorous piece. Tell us about that.
Well, Amateur Night is, you know, whenever you see somebody and they're socially awkward, right. And I love those people too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, you know, a night out with the party pooper. You know, it was the person who was sitting at the table who was not joining in at all, and right. You happen to be with them, you know.
Right.
So
that's a drag.
Yeah, it's a drag, and Amateur Night, you know, it's like, I love that one too, because it's a whole collection of these people that it's almost a masquerade, and I'm remembering it as you say that. It was a masquerade, and some of them look like, I think, they possibly forgot to wear their shirt. They've got their suspenders on, you know, and it's a man. Maybe he's got makeup on, you know. It's a little cabaret.
Right.
That's where it comes from.
Now, I should tell the entire world here that if aside from being a magnificent artist, Sandra can throw a party.
Oh.
You throw probably the greatest, and we want to call it a Halloween, but it's not. It's a Dia de los Muertos party, and it is absolutely out of this world. I've had the good fortune to be a guest and to host it for the last several years.
Yeah.
You live the life of a party. You actually, as we socialize, I think, yeah, I can see why she paints this way. Absolutely.
Well, parties are far more interesting, you know. As my mother said, if you'd paint landscape, Sandra, you'd make a living. All of you that do landscapes, I love you dearly. Yes.
And you brought Lolly with us today. Lollipop.
Yes, Lollipop.
Lollipop.
A lot of people know her.
Everyone, if you've seen her in town, she's got the one purple or pink
ear, it's a pink and a black ear. Yeah. Sometimes she has little black shoes on. But yes, she is my constant companion.
Right.
Yes.
And you're very creative with how she looks. You also are creative.
Well, she was my salute to Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
To begin with.
Perfect.
Girls just want to have fun.
You could not have chosen a better model.
I know it.
All right. Yeah. Now, she's at the you're at the Festival of Arts, correct?
I'm at the Festival of the Arts.
What booth number can we find you
booth
at?
Booth 91.
Okay.
And this year, the work on the wall kind of deals with a show that I had in March, and it's using finders, keepers. So the titles basically have the word keep in them, like playing for keeps,
okay.
Keeping up with the Joneses. You
okay.
Know, yeah. All and it's a little play on words.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And where can we find you online? Where can we find your art?
Well, I'm Sandra at sandrajonescampbell.com. I have a website that's it's in flux.
Okay.
Yes.
We need to get We need to get you an intern. That's what we need. We need to get you an intern.
I need one desperately.
Sandra Jones Campbell, thank you so much
thank
for being
you,
here. One of the great
Eddie.
Artists. I
yeah.
love having you here.
Well, I love you. We've had so much fun. And when you emceed the parties, you were a hit.
Oh.
You made it all happen. Thank you, love.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you again back anytime,
yeah.
please.
Yeah.
You come on in. We'll just play music, if
yes,
nothing
let's
else.
Do. All right. Okay.
All right. That was Sandra Jones Campbell in the Artist Corner.